The Boyfriend Loophole. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. On Thursday, the House approved a new Violence Against Women Act, which would close the so-called boyfriend loophole. It would deny a gun to anyone who's under a restraining order or who stands convicted of stalking or domestic abuse. The NRA has argued this law is too broad, that a stalking offense, for example, might simply involve a rude or intemperate tweet. And yet, after a shooting, what do? We look up the shooter's tweets and we scream, "Why didn't anybody do something?" I believe that most gun merchants are patriots who are in business not to arm the bad guys, but to arm the good guys, because it makes no sense to salute the flag then sell guns to people who would shoot holes through it. So if the NRA hates this bill, then the NRA itself should assume the responsibility for compiling a no-buy list of abusers and stalkers for gun dealers to use. The good person with the gun has a much better chance of defending herself when the stalker who kicks in the door at 2 a.m. is unarmed because no one would sell to him. I think every bad guy should have to steal his gun, so there is at least a chance he'll be arrested before he can use it. It's not supposed to be a duel. It's not supposed to be a fair fight. It's supposed to be, you get out now because I have the gun and you don't. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.